If you would like, turn to Philippians chapter 4. I'm going to kind of give you a little introduction, and then we'll actually dive into the passage that we'll be in. But we'll be in Philippians chapter 4. So the goal tonight is to learn how we can make the most out of our Christmas. For some of us, we believe that this Christmas will be the absolute best Christmas that we ever experienced. Some of you, maybe it's the first Christmas you'll have as a married couple. Maybe for grandparents, it's the first time you'll have the grandkids over and get to see them open gifts. For others, parents, maybe you bought like the gift that your teenager has wanted for so long and you just can't wait to see their reaction. And for the teen, the same thing. They're expecting that gift and they just can't wait to receive it. For others, maybe you're dreading going into this time of year. Maybe it's your first Christmas without a spouse or without a grandparent or without a loved one, someone that you just recently lost. Maybe you're not in a financial state that you want to be in, and the opportunity to give what you want to give and buy what you want to buy, you don't have. So we're all varying in different circumstances. We're all in different situations, different seasons of life. And some of us are challenged by different circumstances. But it doesn't really matter your situation, your season, or your circumstance, because the principle we'll learn tonight applies to all of us. So Philippians chapter 4, and we'll read verse 11, just one verse tonight. "Not that I speak in respect of want." This is Paul who's writing or speaking. "For I have learned in whatsoever state, season, circumstance, situation that I am in, therewith to be content." So Paul says, "I have found the secret ingredient to the Christian life." And it's the ingredient of gratitude. It's the ingredient of being content with who I am, being content with what God has given me, and being thankful for what I have. I want to apply this to our lives this evening when it comes to the Christmas season. So I want to paint a picture for you. It's Wednesday, November 22nd. It is the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Okay, so travel back in time with me, if you will. It's like your turkey is already ready, it's dressed, it's ready to go in the oven tomorrow so you can begin that long cooking time for your turkey. Your potatoes are peeled, your stuffing is prepared, the cranberry sauce. How many of you like cranberry sauce? Yeah, I like cranberry sauce. It's ready, the pies are prepped, ready to bake, and everything looks like it's going to be the perfect Thanksgiving. We fast forward the next day, it's Thanksgiving Day. I know some of you are looking at me puzzled, like, aren't we talking about Christmas? We'll get into it. It's Thanksgiving Day. Your house is now filled with your favorite people. Some of you maybe not so favorite people if in-laws come over, but your friends, your family, you're all in one place, and everything is just perfect. It just feels right. The table is set. You're gathered around the table, and as many families do, especially Christian families, maybe you go around one by one, and you share what you're thankful for. And then together, collectively, you share what you're thankful for. The meal was perfect. The turkey was amazing. It wasn't dry. It was perfect. I still struggle with making a perfect turkey. I'm like 4 years into making a turkey. So maybe by like 20, 30 years, I'll be ideal at making turkeys. The stuffing is perfect. Mashed potatoes. Just everything came together beautifully. It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and as most families do, you're falling asleep on the couch, you ate too much, the football game's on, and you're trying to hang in there. And then one brave soul, the strongest of them all, gets up off the couch and grabs the sales paper, right? With all the Black Friday ads, all the deals. Someone else pulls out their phone and begins to search Black Friday 2017, and now your mindset went from, I'm so thankful, to I want. It went from, thank God for this, thank God for this, thank God for this, to I want this, I want this, I want this. It's an epidemic in the United States. It's an issue that we have, that in the month of November, you took the 30-day challenge, and on Facebook, you posted every day one thing you're thankful for. And you came to the acoustic praise service here on a Sunday morning, and it was an amazing service. And you wrote down a praise for God. And we highlighted what God has done for us. But then sometimes, a lot of times, we move into that Friday or that 6 p.m. time frame on Thanksgiving Day, and it goes from I'm thankful to I want, to I have everything to I want everything, to praise God to, man, I got to go get in line. I got to catch these things. Don't get me wrong. I love Black Friday. I love shopping just like the next person. If I'm being honest, when I talk about hunting, I'm not going out in the woods, standing in the freezing cold, hoping to see an animal that I can shoot, that then I can clean up and butcher when I could buy it in a store. I would just rather go to a store and look for clearance items. Like, that's my idea of hunting. Brent, don't give me that look, man. I know you're like, what? Get this guy off the stage. But seriously, like, I can relate to that whole shopping crave, okay? But this year, we kind of took it easy, and I began to kind of process this whole issue of us so quickly changing our mindset from being thankful to, man, I got to knock these items off the list. I got to buy this. Whether it's for you or for someone else, it's really just an issue. But I want to stress tonight that you are blessed. You are so blessed. I just want to share like a simple, very simple illustration. I don't have glass cups in my home, so forgive me, it's a mason jar. This is kind of what we use. But I'm going to put some water in here, and I'm going to ask you a couple questions about it. And just to show you how blessed we are. So to some of you, this glass, if you can see it, to some of you, this half glass is what? It is half full. To others of you, this glass is what? Half empty. Two sides. Half full or half empty. Those of you who have the viewpoint of it being half full, you would argue the point that it is half full, and you're an optimist. For those who it's half empty, you would view the negative side of it and that you need more water. But what if we completely changed our perspective when it came to this glass of water? What if we went from viewing it half full, half empty? And what if we just said, I have water? What if we were just thankful for the water that we do have? When I think about those of us who have water, that's everyone that's in this room. If you don't, then we certainly want to help you out tonight. But I'm sure everyone in this room has the ability to go home, turn on a faucet, and have water. You say it's just water. It's not just water. You know that in 2017, there's a water crisis? That 844 million people do not have access to everyday water. That's a lot of people. That's 1 out of 10 people in the world today have no access to water. You say, it's just water. It's not. When I leave here, I can go home, and I have 3 faucets in my house, and I can turn it on hot, cold. I have a shower. I can turn on hot or cold. And I have the awesome privilege to have water in my home. Do you know that with this water crisis, that 289,000 children under the age of 5 will die every year due to diseases that they receive because they're drinking water that has not been cleaned, that has not been sanitized? 289,000 children a year. That's 800 children a day. That's a child every 2 minutes will die because of their lack of clean water. And you say, it's just water. It's not. It's not just water. The idea isn't for you to go home tonight and go to your faucets and begin to thank God for the running water that you have, although you could definitely do so. The idea is to change the perspective that you are blessed. And don't get me wrong, giving gifts, absolutely. I'm all for it. Receiving gifts, I love receiving gifts. I just know that in order for us to make the most out of this season, this state that we're in, Paul says that we must show gratitude. In our life group that I'm a part of, and I know that we're on a break right now, and I'm going to Most of you, when I look across the crowd, most of you are in a life group, but I'll put a little plug in for life group because I love going to it and I love being a part of it. I thought about the four Gospels that God had the disciples write, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and we get four different perspectives, right? And I enjoy hearing from Pastor Tony when he preaches on Sunday mornings, and I hope you guys enjoy hearing from us on Sunday nights, but it's nice to see a different perspective when it comes to life groups, seeing other Christians, the challenges that they have, how they embrace and overcome those challenges. 2 weeks ago, or 3 weeks ago, after our acoustic praise service on a Sunday night, we got together and we began to talk about being content and being thankful. And actually, Victor shared this idea. He's in the front row here. He shared the idea that in his personal life, he's been challenged that every day he writes down three things that he's thankful for. He has a journal that he writes it in. And he said he never runs out of things to be thankful for. He talked about stoplights. Victor was born in Venezuela. I'm assuming maybe you didn't have stoplights there, or if you did, maybe it was just super chaotic. Stop signs, traffic laws. These are things that we don't think about, but man, we are blessed. So as we go into this Christmas season, we need to begin to give this gift of gratitude. On your list, you have family, parents, brothers, sisters, friends that you want to give gifts to. But what are you giving to your Heavenly Father? What gift are you going to give to God this year? It's not one that will go under the tree. It's not one that you'll stand in long lines for, or you didn't miss out on it on Black Friday or even Cyber Monday. It's always in stock. You don't have to pay for it. God deserves the gift of gratitude. And this year, let's determine that our expectations, although they may not be met this Christmas season, and although you will be in a room with your mother-in-law for a long time, that you will give gratitude. Because a lot of times, the things that we aren't thankful for, people are begging for, like water. So this year, if you want to make the most out of your Christmas, we have to go in with the idea of gratitude. Psalm chapter 34, verse 1, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. At all times, continually, I will praise the Lord. Let's have heads bowed and eyes closed. A very simple challenge, a very practical one. One that I think a lot of times, Thanksgiving, we go through it and then we leave our thanks in the month of November. Sometimes it checks out at the Thanksgiving dinner table. But this year, let's not make it about our expectations. Let's not make it about the gifts that we do or don't receive, because really, we've already received the best gift we could ever receive, and that's in Jesus Christ. So I'm going to pray a prayer of commitment for us all, that we would commit this season, that we would make the most out of our Christmas by showing gratitude and giving the gift of gratitude to our Heavenly Father.